With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The IRS will lay off thousands of workers as early as next week. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
This comes as the Trump administration intensified sweeping efforts to shrink the size of the federal workforce by ordering agencies to lay off nearly all probationary employees who had not yet gained civil service protection. IRS employees involved in the 2025 tax season were told they were not allowed to accept a buyout offer from the Trump administration until after the taxpayer filing deadline, according to a letter sent recently to IRS employees. I'm Julie Walker.
At least 18 people, including 14 women, were killed in a stampede at a railway station in India's capital, New Delhi. Many of the victims were Hindu pilgrims. Also at SRNnews.com, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says the time has come for the creation of an armed forces of Europe.
Let's be honest, now we can't rule out the possibility that America might say no to Europe on issues that threaten it. Many leaders have talked about Europe that needs its own military, an army of Europe. And
Zelensky had welcomed a phone call from President Trump, but later said it was not pleasant that Trump first called Russia's Vladimir Putin about negotiations. Zelensky also said he would not accept any agreements that do not include his country in the talks. President Trump has toured a Boeing airplane to check out new hardware and technology features and highlight the aircraft's maker's delay in delivering updated versions of the Air Force One presidential aircraft. The private plane was parked at Palm Beach International Airport earlier today. You'll find breaking news at SRNnews.com. Google abandons DEI. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
The world's most popular search engine says it will no longer pursue a diversity, equity, and inclusion program that, amongst other things, sought to promote the LGBT agenda. Google joins numerous other leading corporations, including some of Silicon Valley's biggest names, in stepping back from DEI, even as President Trump declares war on the concept within the federal government. Target made a similar announcement earlier this month. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Trump administration has told the Supreme Court the federal government no longer backs transgender minors and their families in Tennessee who are challenging a state ban on puberty-blocking drugs. Last December, the court's conservatives have already seemed likely to uphold the state ban on puberty blockers and hormone treatments. The notification of the change is the latest in a flurry of actions by the new administration. More online at SRNnews.com. There's controversy in the state of Maine.
A federal judge has put on hold Maine's three-day waiting period for gun purchases. The new law took effect in August. It was one of several gun control measures the state's Democratic-controlled legislature passed after an Army reservist killed 18 people in Lewiston in October 2023. Gun rights advocates challenged the waiting period, contending it violates their Second Amendment rights. Federal Judge Lance Walker wrote the act employs no standard at all to justify disarming individuals. Maine's Attorney General has said he intends to defend the law. I'm Mike Hempen.
A traffic stop in Vermont has cracked open a cult-like group called Zizians, linked to six deaths in three states. Officials say early evidence points to a small group of young computer scientists portraying as highly intelligent and increasingly violent. Their goals are not clear. You'll find more news at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.